The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show devoted to those who have had the courage and taken the risks to do work and live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. One of the common concerns I hear from clients is that they don't believe they can make enough money doing what it is that they feel compelled to do. So they let that passion sit on the shelf while they do something they are not really happy doing instead. The common rationale is, but the money is good, or I can't make this much money doing something else. So they continue doing what they're doing and not loving or passionate about. I always encourage my clients to at least take a step into what it is that they really want to do. Talk to as many people as they can about it. Become a volunteer doing it, or at least job shadow someone. Do it part-time. Combine it with other passions and create multiple income streams. Or weave it into something you're already doing. My guest today is Beth Giacomo, and she is known as the Wine Lady. She is a wine distributor who has created her own wine club to enhance her customers' experience and her bottom line. Interestingly, she is also a conscious channeler, which means she's highly intuitive. Beth has combined her gifts and passions and is using her intuitiveness to enhance her clients' experience with and appreciation for the wine selection process. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Beth is going to join us and share how she has come to combine these two interesting passions. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and live lives they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Beth Giacomo, and Beth is known as the Wine Lady. She's also a conscious channeler. Welcome, Beth. So happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, great. Okay, so I think we can figure out the wine lady part, and we'll get back to that for sure. But just because I'm fascinated by the conscious channeling thing, I'd love for you to kind of explain a little bit about what is that exactly?
Well, it's kind of it's a little bit difficult to explain because everybody experiences it differently.
Sure.
But the way I like to speak about it is that we're all connected. There's no separation mm-hmm. in the world. We think we're separate, but we aren't. So everything is connected. And if you actually allow yourself to pay attention, you get signals. So gut intuition, feeling, you know, you might get goosebumps when you hear something, deja vu experiences. So all of that is actually just reminding you that you are a spiritual being and that you're not separate in the human world. And so I like to say, and you've heard this before, that we're spiritual beings having a human experience, not human beings having a spiritual experience. So when you start to pay attention to that, you get information. And a lot of people channel, like, you know, people who are amazing artists are channeling in their own way. People who are amazing chefs channel in their own way. So everybody experiences it differently. I just happen to experience in a way where I close my eyes and let that energy flow through me and connect with your body's energy, your guide's energy. And then I'm able to share that information with you through that connection.
So cool. So, okay, and my first thought is, when did you discover that you had this gift? And, you know, what was that like for you?
Well, that's an interesting story. I sometime in the mid-80s, was actually doing a hypnotherapy session and had this...
As a patient?
As a patient,
okay.
Mm-hmm, and had a spontaneous regression where I went through several different lifetimes.
Oof.
But I had always had people coming up and telling me things, whether they knew me or not, and realized through that experience and through the various lifetimes that I was experiencing that I have been doing this for many lifetimes, that
wow.
This is not my first. And so that kind of threw me into the mission of figuring out all that out and actually starting to do it on a more conscious basis. So it was part of my being. It wasn't as conscious as it is now.
Interesting. And so then was that kind of a enlightening thing, or was that a little bit scary? I mean, how did you feel about all that? Because that's all new material that just kind of landed on you.
Well, yes and no, because it actually explained things to me in a way that, because the fact that people would come and tell me things or tell me their life story or kind of in a way, you know, I hate to use the term counseling, but to seek out help from me and me not really understanding why. When I had that experience, it was like, oh, okay. So it wasn't scary for me. I think the hypnotherapist was a little bit freaked out, but I think she got over it too. But no, so I found that I could actually use that in ways that were really helpful to other people.
Sure.
And in that process, it also was very helpful to me.
Yeah.
So when I work with people, I find that their issues and concerns and needs are very similar to mine. And not always, but in general, you draw people to you. Even as a life coach, you draw people to you that are similar to, that have similar interests, similar backgrounds, similar needs. So that seems to be the way it works for me, too.
So interesting. And it's so funny because you said that people would come up and just tell you their life. I mean, when my kids were little, I would take them to the grocery store and it would take us like hours to get through. And it wasn't the shopping. It was because somebody would come up and tell me their life story. And my kids would go like, we don't want to go to the grocery store with you anymore.
It happened. It happened pretty regularly.
Yeah, it is funny. And I was like, I don't know why everybody wants it. And I was not even remotely thinking about being a life coach at that time, but it's really interesting. So that's funny how people like are just kind of drawn. And I agree with you. It's like a lot of times my clients will show me exactly what it is that's going on in my life. So it's really, really interesting. And so did that change your career, or how did you step into that?
Well, it was very interesting because I already was kind of on a spiritual quest at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And I knew a lot of people who were doing various types of spiritual work. And my husband at the time was also very interested. So it was kind of it kind of just opened a doorway for me to expand that search further.
Right.
And so what happened was I started channeling publicly at different spiritual bookstores and started to gather a bit of a following. And it just kind of went from there.
Wow.
And then I went through some major life changes and went through a divorce, and that kind of got put on the back burner as I worked in our own business at the time that was happening, so I had a lot more flexibility and freedom. And after going through the divorce, I had to get a job. Like, I had to find a job. So it made it kind of step back.
Right.
And, you know, so it took me, I took a little break. I'd say I took about a 5 or 6 year break. And when you're on that kind of path, and you know this with your work too, you can only pause for so long,
right?
Because it's not like you can go, oh, I'm just gonna play with this for a little bit and then let it go. It
right.
is part of who you are, and
yep.
once you open that doorway, you can't, there's no going back.
Exactly.
So if you never open the doorway, then you just stay where you are. But once you open the doorway, yep. you have to go. So about 6 or 7 years ago, I started getting pushed pretty hard with my guides, I'd call my guides, and pushed literally in the sense that I fell and broke my foot when I was doing something
wow.
that wasn't really beneficial to what I needed to be doing at the time.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting.
Yes. So that kind of created a shift in my awareness.
Wow. Well, and I would say 80 to 90% of my clients come to me when they are experiencing some physical discomfort. It could be back issues. It could be acid reflux. It could be, you know, all sorts of different physical ailments that they're experiencing. And that's when they decide to pick up the phone or get on the internet and get some help. And, you know, I always figure, because I always say your body has all the information that you need in order for you to move in a direction that's in your best interest and to follow your passion. So, I mean, now, so when you had clients that came to you because of your channeling, What was that experience like for them? And, you know, what were the common things that they came to you for?
Well, you know, it's like I said, everybody's experience is really different. And one of the things I like to tell people is my information that the guides give me are not lightning bolts. They're actually showing you things that you are doing in your life that maybe need to change to create a shift. So everybody's different. And in when you go into a channeling space, my experience of that is almost as if I step back and the energy comes through me, and it's or even like sometimes I'm standing across the room watching, but I'm not really a part of it, and yet I am, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Because I have to explain through my verbiage, I hear, see, feel, and sometimes even smell. So I'm pretty interesting in the way the information comes through, and then I have to process that and put it through for that person. And so everybody's a little bit different in what they're doing, but it's usually some type of a relationship based or personal growth, where they want to go with their life, what direction they're looking for. And so I find that there is, the guides do not work in a linear space like we do, like everything works in this way. So a lot of times the information I give may not necessarily make complete sense at that moment.
Sure.
But I can't tell you how many times I've gotten a phone call, a text, an email 3 or 4 months later saying, oh my gosh, you told me this and it was exactly right on. Of course, I have no memory of it because it may or may not have been. If it's information that I need to take in, then I'll usually have memory. But usually the sessions are an hour long. It's a different person. Their connection is theirs. And so that's just such a gratifying experience to know that I never quite know what someone's going to get out of that experience,
sure.
You know.
Right.
And in the past, when I first started doing it, I would have people who were very resistant. So they would ask trick questions or, you know, kind of try to block you. And it was so funny because the guides would actually come in and ask the question that they really wanted to answer, not the question that they were asking. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I don't generally have that anymore. People come to me, it's because they really want to have that experience. They really want to talk to my guides, meet their guides. Many times it's a matter of they want to know what their spiritual connection is and how do they find that spiritual connection.
Right. And then, so do you find that people will be surprised that they were drawn to you and that they contacted you because maybe this was not something that was even in their realm of like, this is even real or possible?
Absolutely. I find that because I am a business person and I'm pretty grounded, unfortunately, after years of being in this business and being around people, you know, there's the reputation of crystal shakers and,
yes,
you know, that
absolutely.
All that kind of woo-woo. And I don't tend to carry that vibe with me.
Right.
So I think it allows me to draw people in who maybe wouldn't necessarily walk that path. And not that there's any difference or anything wrong. It's just that if you are a business person and you're a little bit more with, you know, you're not going to just walk into that. You want to work with someone who's going to make you feel comfortable, that you aren't going to feel like they're judging you or that you have to see things in a certain way. I don't really care what people believe.
Sure.
If they don't believe it, why are you coming
right.
to me?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And if you go through the whole process and you don't like it, that's totally fine. You don't have to come back. But it's very, I can't even think of anyone that's ever not come back or not had the experience that they need to have. Because once again, if they come to you, whatever experience they have is how they need to see what's going on in their life.
Exactly.
So,
and I know I was sharing with you the other day about how I had gone to a medium, and I didn't really necessarily have an opinion one way or another. I'd never experienced it before, but a friend of mine really strongly urged me to go. And the things that this gentleman was telling me, there's no possible way he could have known that or made that up because it was way too specific and relevant to me. But it was interesting because I would share it with people because I was so excited by how true it felt and how accurate he was, that one of my friends said, well, He must have gotten your family's information and called your family members and gotten it. And I was like, well, like as if my family members would tell him and not tell me
right. That
he, you know, that they had told them. So I think there's just got to be kind of that, that the doubter syndrome out there. So, but what really matters is how it affects that one person, regardless of how anybody else in that circle might feel.
Right. And the doubters are going to doubt no matter what. And they're not going to come. They're not going to come to me or to you or somebody that's actually going to force them to look at the changes that they need to make in their life.
Right.
So, and I don't actually consider myself a medium or a psychic. And that's been one of the funny things is that people are like, well, you can read my mind. I'm like, no, not really. I don't read your mind. Right. Basically, what happens is I have access through your permission, because it's all permission based, to connect with your guides and find out information for you that you need. Now, the fact that I'm fairly intuitive, I may pick up things that you might think I'm reading your mind, but I'm not reading your mind.
Right, right.
If that makes sense. So.
Maybe more reading energy.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Anyways, we need to go to break. This is a great conversation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Beth Giacomo, and not only is she the wine lady, and we're going to get to that in a little bit, but we're going to wrap up a little bit about her talent as a conscious channeler. And we were just talking a little bit about how there's doubters and there's people that, you know, that they come to Beth because, you know, they have something that's a question, or they want some answers, or try to get some action to move in the direction of the desired outcome that they'd like to see. So I'm kind of curious as to, once you discovered that you had this gift, did you follow up and get any additional training? How did you enhance that ability that you have?
I actually did get a lot of training. I went to several classes in California because, of course, that's where you go.
Of course.
That's where you go. and I worked with Sanaa Roman and Dwayne Packer. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they were pretty big in the 80s and 90s, and
sure,
did a lot of work with them. And over the years, I've just done a lot of different spiritual work in you know, kind of enhancing that. And then just working with friends of mine who also do spiritual work. So I've done quite a bit of training, but it was, you know, the information is within you, so it's really more a matter of learning how to access it and then how to, you know, to pass that on to people.
Right, exactly.
So what I've noticed with the guides is, as the longer I've been doing this and the more I've opened myself up to them, they're really talking a lot about the connectedness of the universe and how we, if we change our vibration and we begin to look at, instead of staying in this place of being stuck, you know, if you begin to focus and shift your vibration, it begins to, it's like a frequency. Like, this is so cool,
sure,
being a radio station, because there is a difference between frequency and vibration, but it's so hard for me to explain.
Yes.
I feel like if I'm trying to hit a certain vibration, it's like just tuning that tuner enough until it stops, and everybody's slightly different on where that takes them.
Yep.
And that's been a whole new direction that the guide's information has been coming to me in the last year. So it's kind of fun to play around with that, because even when I'm working with people, I don't always get that direct information for them, but it seems to kind of be coming out as where people need to awaken a little bit at this point in time.
Right. And that's, I mean, again, that's kind of similar to how I work with my clients, in that you can tell when you're doing work that you're here to do by how your body feels while you're doing it. Are you excited? Are you energized? Are you, like, you can't wait to get to do it again? and you can't possibly turn your back on it, mm-hmm. no matter what. And so, and I love that, you know, and I think that's relevant to everything that we do. But so do you find that people, they can understand the difference in that shift of energy? It's like when they're lethargic and they don't have any inspiration to act or move, that's a signal, versus if you can't resist that temptation to go and do something and jump into that.
Exactly. And it's very fascinating. And I'm sure you've seen this too, that you have a person that wants to come back and come back and come back and come back.
Yes.
Because they don't really want to make the change. They like the energy and they get a kind of a rush from being in the energy, yeah. but there's a resistance to actually stepping outside of that.
Right.
And so when you actually find someone that is willing to make that change, they will progress. So then when they call you back, mm-hmm. you can see that shift has already occurred.
Yep.
And then your focus becomes different than it was in the past. And I've had many people that stay in that same, I don't always remember them because it's not like they come back every week or something. But you know, as soon as you go back into it, the energy's there. It's like you see the doors that are just shut.
Wow.
And so those, in many ways, when people want to call, you know, want a session, if that's been kind of a recurring theme, the guides will say, you need to work on this before you can come back.
Wow.
Because it doesn't, I mean, sure, you can pay me to do this, but what's the point of, you know, of me spending that time when I could be doing something else if you aren't willing to actually open yourself to learn what they're offering you?
Absolutely. You know, and I know there are coaches out there, and I'm sure there's people that do more like the work that you do, that it's they do entice clients to continue to come back, where it's like I feel like my job is to get you in and get you out as fast as possible so that
exactly.
you've taken on those, you know, those, the feelings and the actions that you need to do to move forward.
Well, and I think there's always that fear if that's your profession 100%. It's never been my profession 100%.
Right.
Because it's also difficult to build a business in this way.
Yeah.
But the kind of cool thing about it is when you have those people that really have a great experience, they refer people to
exactly.
You know, and the nice thing about my work is I don't have to be with you because it's energy. So I do a lot of phone work. I've had people from all over the country call me and they're like, well, how can this work? Well, it's energy.
Yep.
It's
exactly.
not, you know, how does your electric, how can you turn on your lights, you know,
yes.
with you not being there directly to do that? It's all energy and we're all energy. So it's kind of easy.
It's fun. And so I understand you're not doing it quite as much as you have in the past. And so how do you feel about that? I mean, do you miss it?
Well, I do and I don't. That's the interesting thing. Mm-hmm. I have a particular friend that does a lot of Reiki and energy work. And so we actually channel together almost every week if we can,
nice.
Whether it's on the phone or in person. And that way it keeps both of us in the energy. It keeps us in the space. And so if I'm getting a little stressed about something, she will generally call and say, you want to channel because it puts you back in
right.
that energy, which then settles everything down, and vice versa for her too. So that's kind of what I've been doing to make it more present in my life. And I think that's why I'm starting to see a different level of the information that's coming through.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's fascinating the way these things just work their way, you know, work out. And, you know, again, and kind of like I was saying, to be able to weave it into different aspects of your life. And I don't care what that gift is or passion is that you have. Everybody's different.
Right.
But, you know, for you specifically, it's so cool that you have that talent. And as we were talking about the other day, now that you're in the wine industry and you're the wine lady and you're kind of incorporating that into what it is that you're doing there. So tell us a little bit about your world as the wine lady.
Well, I've been selling wine in North Idaho for 10 years and gone from very small distributors through two good-sized large distributors, and now I'm part-time working for a very small boutique-y wine distributor that's brand new to our area. So everything I'm selling right now is brand new, not in the grocery stores. People don't know it. Lots of European wines, which we haven't really had in our market.
Right.
But because we've had all these people moving in from other places, they are familiar with European style wines or South American or South African. So that's been really fun. But over the last 8 or 10 years, I'm like, we need a wine club. I want to do something that is just fun.
Yes.
And so I decided to start a little wine club, and it's two different levels. I have a $35 and a $65 wine group, and it's a red and a white, or two reds or two whites. I get to pick the wine. So,
oh, fun.
Yeah, I get to pick the wine because none of it is what you're going to find in the grocery. I want people to try different varietals, a Falanghina or a Gamay or a Fiano, which people have never even heard of and they don't know what it is. And it's not just a beautiful big Washington cab, and it's going to expand your palate and, and give you different options. And the whole point is then if you like it, you can buy more.
Sure.
Or I have the ability to order wine for people. Because I've been selling so long, people know me in the business, and so they would order through Super One or different places. And now I can sell that wine for them too. So it's kind of a twofold, but I get up every day and I am so happy and I have so much fun. I just love educating people on different styles of wine, different types or varietals. And it's an education for me as well. But it's just joy.
It sounds like it. Well, and I love that you're expanding people's palates, which is awesome.
Right.
And so how did you stumble into this different avenue in the wine distributorship with the smaller, more boutique-y wines?
Well, I ended up losing my job because of an injury. And so I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Because I'm unemployed. And one of my previous suppliers started working for this company. He actually opened up the Eastern Washington market for them. It's a company out of Seattle, and they're very large. They have a great presence in Seattle and Portland. And so they moved to Eastern Washington. Well, if you are in Eastern Washington, you really have to be in North Idaho because there's not that much separation between this. So when he knew that he was going to open up the North Idaho market, he reached out to me. Yes. And I had been unemployed at that point in time, so it was a really good fit because we had worked together a lot. He'd probably done a good 6 or 7 wine dinners with me in town, and he was, because he was in Spokane, he was a rep that I could get to work with me pretty easily. So we just had a really good connection. It was just kind of like when you're in the energy, everything begins to flow and falls into place. So there isn't really any separation. I channel every day, whether I'm channeling like sitting down and doing a session, or whether I'm channeling in my wine business or in my work job or whatever. So
just kind of as a sidebar now, is that something that you would teach people to do to kind of enhance what their career choices at the time? Is that something that you feel kind of does enhance it in some way?
Actually, I taught channeling for years after I first started. Absolutely. But once again, what happens is people expect to do it exactly like me, and everybody is different in the way they do it. So if you can get people to be open-minded in how their channeling comes through to them, and so I have no problem teaching someone. I think that we all channel. Right. We all channel in different ways.
Yes.
It's just some of us are more conscious than others.
And I don't think we call it that.
No, we probably don't. We call it intuition
or gut
feeling or, whatever. But absolutely, I do believe that the more connected we are to our source, in whatever that is for you, because there is no separation, the more we are able to create the changes that we desire in our lives.
Yes, and absolutely. So how do you weave that into what you do as the wine lady?
Well, first of all, one of the things that's been so amazing to me, and when I feel like I've been so successful in the wine business, is because I have a really good palate, which was something that developed over years, and I have the ability, and I don't understand why or how, but I'm associating it with this, to understand what your palate is. So once I work with you for a short period of time, I learn what your palate is, and that's what I've done with the restaurants that I work with. And so I'm able to bring them wines that I know are going to fit the profile that they want.
Wow.
And that's, in some ways, it's kind of a gift because anyone can sell wine.
Sure.
But to really understand it, you have to have some intuitive sense on that. Right. And it doesn't mean you have to be a sommelier. It doesn't mean you have to be brilliant. It doesn't mean anything. It's just paying attention on a different level. And I think that in you're asking about channeling, it's paying attention on a different level.
Yeah, so. Sure. Well, and, you know, and I know that a lot of people, including myself, I've taken a lot of wine education classes to kind of learn about my palate, because it used to just be white wine or red wine or rosé. Right. And it was like, that was about all I knew. And so I think it does, it's really kind of something that does take paying attention and having somebody to kind of educate you along the way so that you can tell the differences.
Right.
So anyways, I'm sure that's probably what led into your wine club, and I want to talk a little bit more about that, but we need to go to break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Beth Giacomo, and she is the wine lady, and she's also a conscious channeler, and we've been talking about how she has woven those two together. And over break, she's just saying how much she loves her job, and she can't wake up in the morning, can't wake up without being super excited about getting to work. And that is so my aspiration for every single person that I work with. So yay for you. I'm super happy for you. And so over break, we were again kind of talking about how you learn about people's palates, and you can kind of guide them through that. So, and then you were talking about how you do that in the restaurant industry. So tell us a little bit about how that works.
Well, restaurants are always looking for specific things. And, you know, so if you get new wines or you get new ideas, you want to take them out and share them. And they may be interested, they may not, because they're trying to fit certain things. But once you figure out what people like, you can usually show them something that is a little bit different than what they're used to. And it sometimes has a major wow factor, but they wouldn't have known it because they weren't familiar with it or nobody brought it to them.
Right.
So we have a lot of restaurants in town that are doing really fun stuff, and they want wines that pair. They want wines that are unique and different and that are fun. And yeah, they rotate them and you know, are able to bring things in and let things go. And if something really is fabulous, they'll keep it on and just bring something else in. So it's a matter of providing that niche of showing them what's out there that they might not have been exposed to.
Great. So then you came up with the idea of having a wine club. So how did that evolve? Because I think you were distributing to the restaurants and everything first, right?
Yes. Well, I have wanted to do it for a long time, even when I was distributing, because the thing for me that's, you know, like, we have Pondre Winery, and they have their wines, so they only sell their wines. And then we have 7B, who I worked with Kathy and helped her with that a little bit when she started. And she does a great job, and it's really fun what she's doing. And so I just wanted to be able to provide something a little bit different, that if you join a wine club through a winery, whether it's local or California or wherever, you're going to get their wines every year. You're going to get their, you know, new vintage or whatever. And you have to buy 6 bottles or a case 3 or 4 times a year or whatever, you know, whatever their plan is. And I thought, why not give people the opportunity to try something in a small amount that then allows them to buy more if they like it?
Right.
And it's actually been happening, because in the last month, when my wine club, last month I ended up selling 5 cases of wine to different people who really liked the wines that they had. And it was funny, because at first I was like, well, maybe they don't like the wines, maybe I'm not picking well. But I think it was just a matter of people to see what the opportunities are.
Sure.
And also, they don't always necessarily taste them. You know, as a wine rep, we drink pretty regularly because we are always out showing wines. Right. But because you get 2 bottles of wine, you might not drink those for a month. You might drink them that night, or you might drink them 2 weeks later. So I think it was more a matter of people realizing, oh, this wine was really good, I'd like to get more of it. But maybe they didn't have it at that moment when they got their, you know, their initial, which for us, we're like, well, of course you're going to drink it right away. That's what you do.
But exactly.
Exactly. So now it's kind of moving into what I had my vision was for it.
Nice.
And we'll just see how it goes from there.
Yeah, and because I don't think anybody else is doing anything like that around here, which I think is super fun because, you know, we all take trips to Napa or Sonoma or wherever and Walla Walla and sign up with whether we meant to or not for the wine club. And then we get all this wine on our doorstep. And
Exactly. It's,
you know, and then it's like, well, you know, maybe it's what we want, maybe it's not. So the wine club locally is great. And then how do people get their wine or how do they sign up for it in the first place?
Okay, well, I have a website that's called wine, the number four and the letter U, online.com. So wineforyouonline.com. And they can go online. There's a big red bar that says join the wine club. So I had to walk through
Can't
that
miss it.
Yeah, hit the red bar and you set up an account and you set up to, you can pick tier one or tier two. So it's $35 in tax for tier one and $65 in tax for tier two.
And they're entirely different wines.
Yeah, they're different wines. It allows me flexibility in price points to give people different options that way. And you just sign up, and then if you signed up after the 5th of the month, you'll get the next month's wine club, just because we had to figure it out. The wine comes the second week, so this is my week of wine delivery, and I have people pick it up in my office. My office is 1218 North Division, Suite D, so I do have an office. I'm not always there, so you really need to contact me, you know, if you're going to show up. But I will be there for, you know, hours this week, today and tomorrow, because people are coming to pick up their wine. And then if those times don't work, people can text me and get a hold of me. And, you know, it's pretty easy right now. As the club grows, it's probably going to be a little more difficult for that to happen.
Right. But are you seeing good response from this?
Yeah, I actually am up to 18 people.
Nice.
Which I think is pretty good for 3 months. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Make it 19. I'm in.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. And because it's all been word of mouth. And
beautiful.
My nephew has been helping me with social media. And, you know, it's great to have a 29-year-old on in your family, because they know what they're doing. And
we all need one of those.
Yeah, exactly. So he's been doing that. And, you know, this was just really fun. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about my club.
And, sure.
You know.
Sure. And you've got one more career component to weave into the mix. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it's been a COVID year, and we need these side hustles to
yes,
keep us going.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I also sell an all-natural product, or I should say promote an all-natural product that's a biohacking and nutrigenomics product called Protandem. And it's an amazing company, publicly traded, scientifically based, and everybody should know about it because it's not a supplement. It's actually an activator. It activates genetic pathways in your body. And it's just, the company's been around 11 years and not very many people know about it. And there's a huge group at Sandpoint that are very involved in it. So it is something that I do also that it's kind of interesting. The guides are really impressed with this product, which is very interesting. And one of the things that they told me about the product was that it has it's a sentient product, which I thought was fascinating. And it has a synergistic effect that is different with each person. And that's where the sentient part of it comes in, because you may have an issue where you're working on back pain. Mm-hmm. And I may have an issue where I'm working on not sleeping.
Right.
And so each person, it interacts with the body for that person, which I can't explain.
Yep.
But the guys have talked to me about it quite a bit. So it's been kind of a fun thing to, you know, bring up at this point in time, because generally I've never had them talk about any kind of product. But because this product is plant-based and it's made from herbs and plants that have been used for thousands of years, it taps into the earth, that connectedness that we all are.
That is so cool. And so, yeah, and it's so in alignment with kind of who you are and what you're doing. So that's awesome that you got connected with that. So one more time, how would somebody contact you to either find out about the Protandem or the wine club?
Okay, you can reach me if you're interested in the wine club. Wine club is wine four, the number four, and the letter U, online.com. Okay. And that's, I really need you to sign up there because that puts you in my membership. Okay. You can also reach me at 208-946-7756 if you want to talk to me about the Protandim or the wine club, if you want to talk to me. Or text me.
Great. Beth, such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for listening in. That's our show for today. Stay tuned for next month. In the meantime, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.